With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Both Donald Trump and Kamala Harris today in Texas on the campaign trail. Mr. Trump meeting with Border Patrol agents and the mother of a young girl who was killed by an illegal migrant. Harris, meanwhile, in Houston, running around with famous entertainers. Yesterday, the former president was in Las Vegas saying that Harris is simply not up to the job of being the next president.
They think she is grossly incompetent. Let's face it. She is not doing well. We can't have her as president. We've had that for 4 years. We're not going to go another 4 years. She broke it, and I promise you I will fix it, and we'll fix it fast.
Also at SRNnews.com, GOP leaders mapping out an agenda for the first 100 days of Congress next year. Here's Bob Agnew with that story.
Republicans in the Senate and House hope to combine forces in the next Congress, and with a hoped-for win by former President Trump, they should be able to advance a number of key priorities. Cutting taxes would be job one by voting to extend the earlier Trump tax cuts that are otherwise set to expire at the end of next year. Other priorities include completion of Trump's border wall and defunding parts of the government Republicans say have been weaponized during the Biden-Harris administration. Bob Agnew reporting.
When Donald Trump gets back to the White House, Republicans hope he will fulfill a long-standing GOP goal of privatizing mortgage giants Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac. Those two companies have been under government control since 2008. Republicans believe the conservatorship has, quote, stymied competition in the housing finance market. This is SRN News. Filmmaker Tim Mahoney's upcoming movie, Patterns of Evidence, The Israel Dilemma, delves into the belief the modern-day conflict in Israel is deeply rooted in biblical prophecies by Moses, supported by recent archaeological findings in the latest film in Mahoney's long-running Patterns of Evidence series.
Absolutely, yes. And this film, Patterns of Evidence, The Israel Dilemma, is going to be showing you what has been found. If people are interested in going, it's going to be in theaters November 13th, 14th, and 17th. It's an event movie, so it's only there for 3 days, and then it's gone. People can get tickets at patternsofevidence.com. But this film is going to show you quite a lot of archaeology. And not only that, but it's going to synchronize it with the Bible.
And he says examining evidence as well as insights from modern-day experts, his film fully explores Israel's suffering. This is SRN News. The last Kmart on the U.S. mainland sits alone in the west and suburban Miami shopping center, quiet and mainly ignored.
All around the Kmart are thriving chain stores attracting steady streams of customers in sectors where the former box store chain was once a major player. Kmart once had more than 2,000 stores in the U.S. However, bad management decisions allowed Walmart, Target, and eventually Amazon to all eat away at its customer base.
That is correspondent Jeremy House reporting. More help on the way for hurricane-impacted households in North Carolina and Florida. They are receiving one-time direct cash payments up to $1,500 today. The nonprofit Give Directly is using artificial intelligence to find low-income households in badly damaged areas and reaching out to them in an app that's used in the SNAP benefits. More details at srnnews.com.